Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. Despite a letter signed by 32 Republican Wyoming lawmakers, including Park County's incoming representatives Tim French and Rachel Rodriguez-Williams, Governor Mark Gordon says Wyoming will not join the state of Texas in their lawsuit seeking to overturn election results in four battleground states. Gordon says while he supports the action, he feels joining the lawsuit would be a threat to states' sovereignty. He released a statement reading, "We were not informed nor asked by Texas to consider joining their suit," he wrote. The state of Texas's filing was more than 150 pages, and there was inadequate time to properly consider the ramifications of joining the motion specifically or to thoughtfully consider joining the supporting states. 17 other Republican states have joined the lawsuit, and 106 Republican representatives have signed a letter supporting the suit. One signature not on the letter was Liz Cheney's, who called on the president to either present evidence of major vote fraud or respect the sanctity of the electoral process. Even as the U.S. recorded its highest one-day death toll from the coronavirus, 3,124, Wyoming is seeing its numbers holding steady. There have been 315 new confirmed cases during the last 24 hours, but thankfully, there are no new fatalities to report. There now have been 33,203 cases in Wyoming since the pandemic began, and 299 deaths. Hospitalizations across the state have health officials worried as ICU beds are becoming more scarce and frontline health workers are being pushed to the extreme. There is some encouraging news as the FDA's advisory panel has given a thumbs up to Pfizer's vaccine, saying the shot appears to be safe and effective against COVID-19. It's expected that the vaccine will receive full FDA approval soon.
Do you have a lead foot? Here's some heavy news. Speeding is one of the leading causes of traffic crashes. This is Cody Beers with YDOT. Don't put your schedule above everyone else's safety. Stop tailgating. Don't try to beat traffic lights. And please, pass safely and legally. Drive at safer speeds. Remember the posted speed limit. Slow down. Look out for the other driver. Slow down, Leadfoot.
Odds are there's an ace right in your neighborhood. With expert advice and the right tools to make your quick fixes even quicker. Around the block, what you need in stock. With people who know their stuff. Welcome to the Home Convenience Store.
Ace Hardware is your Christmas store. Shop for all your Christmas decorations for the inside and outside your home. Plus great gift ideas at your local Ace Hardware, downtown Powell.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Bar and restaurant owners across Wyoming are reacting with dismay at the governor's latest health mandate, dictating that they must close their doors by 10 p.m. and limiting group sizes to no larger than six. The latest directive from Cheyenne, which many feel runs afoul of the Wyoming Constitution and is unenforceable, comes at an especially bad time of the year, namely the Christmas and New Year's holiday. Many owners and managers fear the consequences of the rules will impact their employees the hardest, with reduced work hours and smaller tips. Usually, bars and restaurants see a rise in business this time of year, thanks to holiday parties. And after the troubled year Wyoming business has had, this development has many wondering if their business will survive. Some have vowed to flout the rules, while in Jackson, the town council voted unanimously to instruct police to begin actively citing people who ignore the face mask requirement. Others are questioning the reasoning behind the 10 p.m. closing mandate, demanding the governor explain the logic behind it. A disabled raccoon and four dogs are back with their owner following the recovery of a stolen pickup. Laramie County Sheriff's Office spokesman Deputy Jeff Barnes says the truck, which was stolen from a home in the 3500 block of Victoria Drive on November 10th, was found at a Cheyenne storage facility. Barnes says the pickup owner's pet raccoon, Rocky, and four dogs were getting along quite well with each other in the back seat. The lady claims that she rescues raccoons, and this one was disabled, Barnes said. Once she rehabilitates them, she releases them back into the wild. But due to this masked bandit's disability, she probably was not going to release this one, but rather keep it as a pet. Barnes says an acquaintance stole the woman's pickup, but the person was not arrested. It was reported as stolen, but could have been a non-authorized use, he added. Sometimes we don't get all the accurate information from people because there may be other circumstances involved. This Look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.